Driving into the rural community of Leilani Estates, the lush landscape makes it hard to imagine this was ground zero for the 2018 eruption. But then you pass a few abandoned homes and overgrown yards until the road abruptly ends buried beneath lava.
It's a lot quieter. A lot of people haven't come back yet.
April Buxton was one of about 2,000 Pune residents who fled from their homes last May when lava began erupting from a fissure system in Leilani Estates. 12 months later, some have returned and others have moved away. There's been a lot of change.
Not just because of the lava, but just the whole dynamic around town, you know, like some of the people you used to see, you don't see.
I first met Buxton days after the evacuation. She set up a temporary home with pop-up tents and tarps in the parking lot of the Pahoa Emergency Evacuation Shelter. This is what she said at the time.
For me, I'm camping out as long as my house is standing. I'm not leaving. You know, I invested everything I have in that, so I'm not giving up. I'll camp out here. I don't care if it's 3-4 months until I can go back to my house.
It's actually taken 6 months for Buxton to return. She waited for the lava to subside and evacuation order to be lifted. When she saw her house for the first time, she was surprised. Her one-bedroom home suffered minor damage from flying hot cinders and Pele's hair. Some of her neighbors weren't as lucky. Buxton received federal assistance for repairs and rental aid, but she's reluctant to invest in her home, knowing she's living on an active volcano.
I guess like a lot of people are wondering what they're going to actually do in this area, because I know there's all kinds of things going around that they were going to make this an extension of the national park area.
Right.
And they were possibly going to buy out the properties.
Right.
From people here.
Those are both options on the table, says Diane Lay. She's spearheading Hawaii County's long-term recovery efforts, and it could take 5 to 10 years.
This has been really an unprecedented disaster. There are a number of people who are becoming very impatient. They want action now.
But the county wants to move deliberately, with risk assessments and reviewing land use policies covering building in lava zones. Lay hopes to complete a comprehensive recovery plan by the end of the year.
From the county's perspective, we see this as not only just recovering from the eruption, but really growing us into a better community, solving some of our systemic issues.
The Pune District is one of the fastest growing areas on the island, but it's also relatively undeveloped. Gravel roads and water catchment systems are a common sight. Here's County Planning Director Michael Yee.
You know, Pune is about the size of Oahu. And so if you're trying to make decisions around future, you know, infrastructure and the impacts, I think it's very difficult to just say, let's have folks just move on in.
More than 700 homes were lost to the lava. Yi says the question is how much of the road and water system should be rebuilt by the county, knowing the threat of another volcanic eruption remains. But Pune residents like Buxton want to move forward.
I think we all still kind of feel like we felt back then, that we're still kind of sitting in limbo.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi in Pune.